Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, if you guys want to see comedian John Mulaney this Saturday, December 3rd, at the I Think Financial Amphitheater, all you have to do is go to WQM.com and click on the contest page, and you can win your tickets to John Mulaney. Coming up next hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Heat and Clippers. J-Fig and Marcos, it's their special. All right, so you guys got to, I mean, you guys know how you're doing it today? Have you figured out how you're giving away the tickets?
We're going to make them work.
You're going to make them work?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we reveal it now or
so
later?
If you guys want to win some Heat tickets, be listening next hour. All right, damage is done. The news came out yesterday that Miguel Cabrera announced that 2023 will be his final season in Major League Baseball.
Oh, he's playing another year.
Wow. He's playing one more year. Must be the last year of his deal.
Yes.
Which is a fat deal.
Yes.
And this just reminded me that the Florida Marlins made the worst trade in baseball history, trading a generational hitter, a triple crown winner, an MVP for Burke Badenhop. And for that, I will never forgive them. And
even though that regime is not even here?
I don't care. That is forever. That's a stain. That's a forever stain. This regime isn't even this. I don't even know. Here's the thing that drives me nuts about these Marlins. I don't even know what the regime is anymore. Because the Jeter regime, I guess I will tell you, they got a Cabrera-esque type deal with Yelich. They ain't got nothing for him. Yelich. Couldn't get anything for a guy on $50 million deal. And, you know, we all saw the greatness in him, of course, on this show. But you traded Miguel Cabrera for Burke Badenhop. And for that, the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend.
For some, it's forever damage. But that, when I saw that, I was like, maybe they could get Biggie for one last year. You know, that would make me feel better. I know he's not very good anymore, but for feels, give me some feels. Give me some goosies.
Yeah, but to have those feels come in and go cost you 20-something million.
But how great was it this year? Think about this. How great was it this year for the Cardinals? They got one last year with Pujols, and he was fun. He was great. Chasing, dropping bombs. We let Miggy juice up. All right, just like who else did?
He ain't gonna. The only.
Just let him get slow.
The only juicing he does is with Bud Lights and cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Come on, bring in Miguel Cabrera.
People don't realize.
One last dance for Miguel Cabrera.
People think that doing steroids, right? You just take a shot or pop some pills and you just all of a sudden get. No, man. People who do steroids already have to have a ridiculous work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it allows you to work out harder and longer. But if you never, ever made that commitment to working out, it ain't going to do you no good.
Does it work for Pujols? It's great this year. For 42? 24 home runs?
So you're basically saying he...
Oh, come on, dude. All of a sudden, he's hitting 24 home runs again. He was hitting like Brett Boone the last few years.
Maybe he went keto.
Oh, no, dude. I saw him. He ain't no keto. All right? All I'm saying.
Remember, we went to Vegas and we went to the restaurant with Hawk and Crowder. And Crowder at the time was a pescatarian.
Yeah.
Like,
very odd.
Who the hell are you kidding?
One Last Dance with Miggy. Okay. And who was there last year with Pujols? Skip Schumacher. So he knows this could be beneficial. Imagine Jazz with Miguel Cabrera.
Dude, why? Here. Can I just say something?
Dumb. Great fun.
Can I just say something, dumb sports fans?
What?
Just because you see a guy doing it doesn't mean everybody could do it.
Mickey okay? can do it.
Just because Tom Brady could play until he's 46 or 45, don't mean every quarterback can do that. Stop thinking your quarterback can do that.
Yeah, but he's an all-time talent. As long as we give him the right, you know, get him in the right spot. And Miguel Rojas loves him. They're friends. Miggy and Miggy.
Miggy. Honestly think that he would come out here down here and start working out?
I don't care. I just want something to cheer for. And I think it would be fun. Need a first baseman?
Miggy doesn't play first base.
Yeah, we'll have Soler play first base. He could DH.
Doesn't everybody have DH now?
Everybody has DH. Exactly. Making my point for me.
No, I'm not. Why do you keep saying that to me? I'm not making your point. I'm nowhere near your point. I don't want to be a part of your point. And don't say the other one.
What?
Because I hate that one even
so
more.
So you agree with me?
Yes. Just out of the blue.
But you and me are saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
That's the third one. Marcos, would you be in a Marlins baseball if they brought back Miguel Cabrera?
Dude, that would be the only thing looking forward to this season, other than seeing what color Jazz Chisholm's hair is.
You do realize it's not going to go like the Albert Pujols thing went.
Why not? Pujols was stinking up the joint last year. A little sweetener, baby. Let's see what Miggy hit last year.
I'm scared.
Can't be much worse than we already have, you know?
Let's see. He had played 112 games. Not great. Hit 254. Not terrible. 305 on base percentage. Everybody does that these days. Five home runs.
Only five. Home runs. Jesus.
Oof. Well, I guess we don't need Miggy then, I guess.
So you happy with that there?
Hasn't hit 20 home runs since 2016, huh?
Yeah. Yikes. You want to bring him in for that 30 minutes.
Dude, just one last dance.
Yeah.
Let's just get
the whole gang back together.
Now look at Pujols.
A little sweetener. Pujols,
yeah.
This past year, he was great.
Yeah, but I'm saying just look at all the years. He never had a five home run year game.
He did, but he was hurt.
Okay, but you know what I mean. Not playing 112 games.
He played 90. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah, that was a 30-game season.
A little sweetener, dude. Come on. It's a feel good.
Sweetener. I'm taking up too much time. It's time for your damage. What do you got?
So, AT&T called me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Take it back. I go back to Miguel Cabrera.
And they said that they would credit me 2 months of service.
Oh, all right.
Except, I said, wait a minute. So you're saying that me digging my own hole and doing all that, and having to go through this for so long, that's only 2 months? Well, that's all we can. I said, ma'am, the damage is done.
Damage is done.
As soon as this 2 months is up, like, you know, I'm going to go in a different direction. This is terrible. The damage is done. Like, stop.
The damage is done, my friend.
Like, all of a sudden, and they want to call and follow up to see if I got the, did you get the credit? Like, we're talking about something that happened a month and a half ago, right? Like, don't all of a sudden power call me to make sure I give you credit for what you did. No. You still can kick rocks. And if you can't find any sharp enough rocks, my buttocks is right around the corner.
Damage is done, my friend.
What do you got, J-Fig?
Sorry, you guys had me.
Middle name! Come on!
I was here trying to search up my name to see if it came out. Y'all have me nervous.
You're nervous.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. Let me see some
Someone's
ID.
Someone's going to find out because somebody has like some background check stuff in the audience.
Were you reading comments?
No, I just figured logically.
It's in there.
No. All right, so my damage is done. Goes to the whole FTX Arena situation of them dropping the name. And then now the judge is forcing the Heat to keep the FTX Arena.
Yep, for now.
What? For now.
Because why? Because they pay for it.
Like a stay, yeah. Like while they figure everything out.
The damage is already done.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore. They parted ways with them. All these things, like, they were even looking for a different name. They had declared a different name already. So what's the point?
Let's find new meanings for FTX. Like, what's an acronym maybe we can put there in place? The excellent. Is really like,
somebody just said, would you rather kick a sharp rock or a heavy rock?
Get off the comments.
I'd rather kick a sharp rock.
I'd rather kick a heavy rock.
Wow.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Dude, a sharp rock, you're not going to get cut. You got shoes on. Mm. Right? A heavy rock, you could break a toe, dummy.
Wow.
What are you talking about? It don't even make sense.
Yikes.
Damage is done, my friend.
You're very angry with me today. I don't understand.
Because I'm looking across from you, and I'm going, this jackass says I agree with him.
I mean, like,
a lot.
All I've said is Mike McDaniel should have gone for it on 4th and 10. I said that there was beef with Debo Samuel and Raheem Mostert, and that the Marlins should bring back a 40-year-old Miguel Cabrera for one last dance. And I don't understand why you're disagreeing with me.
You also started the show saying he's like a batter that struck out and blamed the bat.
Yeah, because he sits here and he goes, every chair has a story for why he leans out.
look, it's fixed. I haven't leaned back yet. I told you, look.
We'll see.
I tightened it. You can't go back. That's what I was trying to get to.
Okay.
He doesn't go back.
You could have fixed this plenty of days.
I tried. I've been trying.
I'm a
liar.
You could have helped me out. You too, Jennifer.
You're lying.
Wow. You just had to fire that off, huh?
What do you got, Marcos?
My damage design actually has to do with Leroy.
Oh.
Whoa. Y'all ganging up on me.
For leaning out of the camera.
I'm not leaning out of the camera.
I don't know. She wanted it fired, man. I listen.
I like hearing it.
So we saw back in October that Michigan versus Michigan State happened, and there happened to be a big brawl there. I'm not sure if you guys remember that.
Yep.
So now fines and suspensions have been handed out finally, and the Big Ten fines at Michigan State $100,000, as well as suspends one of the many players that were already facing repercussions 8 games in the following season. Not only that, they lost. And Michigan is still on their way to possibly winning a national championship, while Michigan State is definitely not. With that being said, fighting after the match, damage is done, my friend. Enjoy that $100,000 fine and the 12 games one of the players had to take off. Was it really worth it?
Damage is done, my friend. Hmm.
Not after the game. It's too late for fighting then, right? Yeah. Like, once the game's over, don't go fighting then, because then you look like a clown. You look like a clown because the game's over and now you still have that much energy. Maybe you should have put forth some of that during the game.
On top of all that, the cornerback that was suspended with the most time, Kari Crump, was also charged with a felony.
Because he sucker punched the guy.
Eh. What a baby.
Woo! We'll take a quick break, get you caught up with your headlines. We will give away Heat and Clippers tickets coming up next hour. A J-Fig and Marco special.
J-Fig's a middle name! Come on.
Is that what you how you want me to give out the tickets?
No, dude.
Exactly. Okay.
No one's going to get the
tickets. Break!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.